Shh.
What is? I want to welcome you all to our carol service tonight. Thank you all for coming. And all the boys and girls, all dressed up. Everyone's happy. No school. School finished. Yes. Everyone's happy. And it's great to see you. And mums and dads and whoever cares for their children, grannies and grandas, aunts and uncles, we're so glad to have you at our carol service tonight. The boys and girls have been practicing over the last few weeks, and we're hoping that it'll all come together. I think what it'll be tonight is maybe organized chaos. I think that's maybe how it's going to be tonight. But thank you all for coming, and we appreciate you sending your children along week after week. We're so glad to have them, and we trust that you'll be blessed as you hear them take part tonight. We're turning in our order of service to our first carol tonight. O come all ye faithful, joyfully triumphant. And if there's any of those sheets left, are there, Uncle David? For the boys and girls, maybe get some of them. Number 79 in the hymn books, if you see the hymn books there. But we're going to stand and sing, O come all ye faithful. Let's stand now, okay? Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyfully triumphant to Bethlehem, hasten now with glad accord. Lo, in a manger lies the King of angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Wonderful singing, wonderful singing. Well, let's just pray. We're going to bow our heads and we'll close our eyes. We're coming into God's presence, and let's just pray that God will be with us tonight. Let's seek the Lord together. Our Father in heaven, we come before thee this evening in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the one that we have been singing about, true God, of true God. We thank thee for the God-man, the man Christ Jesus. We thank thee for the Savior of men, the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, who came from heaven's highest glory and stooped down and stepped into this sin-cursed, blighted world. We thank thee that he came on a mission of mercy. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And how sin finds us in a lost estate, lost to God, lost to righteousness and grace. Yet we thank thee that the Saviour, as the good shepherd, came seeking to find his lost sheep. We pray that tonight, O God, that search might be, O God, brought to its full completion with regard to individuals in this house tonight. We pray that men and women, young people, boys and girls, will come and be found of Christ. We ask, O God, that you'll help the boys and girls as they take part. We pray that they'll sing their best and do their parts, O God, to God's glory and praise. We pray especially for the bringing of thy word. Help, O God, we pray, and grant, O God, thy presence to be among us in a powerful and a very special way. We thank thee for this time of the year that focuses our minds upon the Christ of Christmas. We thank thee, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his birth. We also thank thee for his life and his death, his burial and resurrection from the dead. We thank thee that he's in heaven, awaiting for that day when the Father will send him to bring those that are ready to be with him forevermore. We pray that we'll all be ready on that great day. We pray, O God, that whenever Christ comes, that we'll all be found saved and having our sins washed in the precious blood of Calvary. So be with us tonight and come among us, we pray, and encourage our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, as we said, our boys and girls have been practicing with regard to some songs that they're going to sing. And so we're going to invite them to come. Just don't move just yet. We're going to sing How Did Moses Cross the Red Sea? And then, No, You Can't Get to Heaven Without Salvation. And then He Paid a Debt. And so we're going to invite P1s and P2s. You come up first, okay? P1s and P2s up first.
Very good. Now, first two rows will get you down. Take your seats again. Then you'll come back up again. That's right. One ahead.
The choruses that we sing at children's meeting, they have a message in all of the choruses that we've been singing about salvation and about the Lord Jesus Christ paying our sin debt by coming to this world and going to a cross and shedding his blood so that we might be forgiven of our sin. And our first chorus was about Moses crossing the Red Sea. And the reason why we sang that was because over the last year, in our children's meeting, the children's workers have been given and speaking on the Bible lessons about Moses and then about Joshua. And one of the things that they learnt about over the past year are the Ten Commandments, because Moses went to Mount Sinai and God gave him the law of God, a law that still stands today and is still in force today, God's moral law. And we're going to invite some of the boys and girls to come up. And they're going to tell us all of the commandments that they've learned. So we have Alyssa McGorty, I think, or McGorty. Is she here tonight? No? Okay, we'll get a stand-in. Isaac Brown. Elsa Brown. Shanifa Spears. Rhoda Laverty. Jay Spears. Luke Murphy, Aaron Stewart, Victoria Mitchell, and Jody Lee Greer.
The first commandment says, I shall not have no other gods before me.
The second commandment says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any like. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them nor serve them.
The third commandment says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord my God in vain.
The fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labour and do all thy work.
The fifth commandment says, honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
The sixth commandment says, thou shalt not kill.
The seventh commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery.
The eighth commandment says, thou shalt not steal.
The ninth commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour.
The tenth commandment says, thou shalt not covet anything thy my neighbour's.
How we need to remember God's law, and we need to keep God's law. None of us can keep the law of God, but there's only one person who ever kept the law of God perfectly, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful that he came, and this time of the season reminds us how he came to live a perfect life and to obey all the law of God. The law, the Bible says, is our schoolmaster that brings us to Christ. And I trust that you know the Saviour, and if you don't, that tonight will be the night that you trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to have a duet. Two brothers are going to sing at this time, and we're going to invite Jonathan and Joe McMullen, and they're going to sing, This Is the Place. What a wonderful night it was, that first Christmas night, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ came. He was born in the city of David, Bethlehem. A Saviour was born. And what an excitement filled the hearts of the shepherds and eventually the wise men, I'm sure Mary and Joseph as well, to know that the Saviour, the Messiah, had come to the earth. We're going to invite one of our members of our children's meeting. We're inviting Samuel Laverty. He's going to come and he's going to read from the Word of God about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ from Matthew chapter 1.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin.
His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now the boys and girls are going to come back and sing again. They're going to sing this time, Away in a Manger. And remember, boys and girls, the second verse, we're going to have a duet, and Rachel and Alex are going to sing, so you remember that. And then, Come Let Us Worship, and finally finishing off, White as Snow. So P1s and P2s up to the front again.
Children, in the skin of their pain.
Very good. Okay. First two rows down. I'm sure as they go down, we could all give them a round of applause.
Lots.
Okay, we're going to settle down now because it's the Bible lesson and we're glad to have my own brother over tonight, Andrew, and he's going to come and bring the Bible lesson. So everyone able to see, sit up and let's listen very well to the Bible lesson tonight. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be here. And I would have to say, only I am taking part. That's the best children's Christmas carol service I've ever been at. Because if I wasn't taking part, I could relax. But you see where all your nerves have gone? Do you know where all your nerves have gone to? They've all come to me. Every single person's nerves has come to me. And, well, it's a great thing to be able to come and tell boys and girls and mums and dads about the true and the real meaning of Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before we do, we'll just bow our heads and close our eyes. And I need God's help to speak, and you need God's help to listen. And that means even to sit really good, because sometimes ourselves we wouldn't sit good, but you need God's help to sit good and listen to God's word. So let's just pray in a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for being able to sit here and listen to the boys and girls sing about our Saviour. And Lord, we pray that they would, Lord, know him personally. We pray, O Father, that you would come now and help me, O God. I know that you have never let me down in the past. I have failed you many times. But I thank you that you have never let me down. And Lord, I come and I ask for the Holy Spirit to give me help. Make it clear and plain for everyone that's gathered to, Lord, understand the way of salvation. To understand what Jesus Christ did when he came to this earth. Lord, we offer prayer in Jesus' precious and holy and wonderful name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you the real meaning of Christmas. Of course, the real meaning of Christmas, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find out all about the Lord Jesus Christ in this wonderful book called the Bible. Now, this book is so special because it's not my word, it's not other men's words, it's God's word. And it's true, you can rely on it. And this is a word that will never perish, it will never fade, it will never lose its power because it's the word of God. And this book, it tells me about why Jesus Christ came to this earth. And tonight we're going to think about two verses in the Bible. And they tell us why Jesus Christ came to this earth, why he was born in a manger, why did Jesus Christ come. Now I have it here for all you to see, and I'm going to read it out of the Bible. And you might think this is really, really long. How am I going to understand this? But you know what? I'm going to try and break it down for you so even the littlest person will understand something from this verse. Now it's found in Galatians Chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, and I'll read it out of the Bible. And this is what it says. It says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." You might think, whoa, hang on, I'm only 4, 5, or 6. How can I understand those two verses? They seem really hard and difficult. Well, as I said, I'm going to try and break it up, and I've brought some things in my bag to try and help everyone understand what this verse is teaching us. And the first thing I want to think about, boys and girls, I'll get my cards out here. The first thing I want to think about, boys and girls, is God's perfect timing. God's perfect timing. And the first part of the verse I want to think about, it says, when the fullness of the time was come. Now, I've got something in my bag, and I need you to be nice. Just slip your hand up if you think you might know what this is. Now, don't. Now, you haven't seen it yet. How can you know what it is? Now, no shouting out, and I'll maybe point at someone if you can maybe guess what this is. Let me see. Everyone maybe knows what that is. This wee girl there, was that? A clock. Now, does anyone know what maybe type of clock? It's a special clock. Let me see. Girl in the black. An alarm clock. That's right. And you see, boys and girls, if you want to get up in time to go to school, but you know what? You won't have to set it for 2 weeks. That'll be brilliant. But if you want to get up in time to go to school, you'd set the alarm. Or maybe it's coming to Christmas, and your mum's got, she's going to put a turkey in the oven, hopefully, or your granny or someone, and they're going to set a wee countdown alarm, and when that alarm goes off, they'll take out the turkey, and hopefully, it'll be absolutely perfect. Not be too dry, it'll not be underdone, because that would be a nightmare. Or maybe they're going to put in a Christmas cake, and bake a lovely cake, and they'll set an alarm, and it'll count down, and then the beep will go off. And they'll bring it out and it'll be absolutely perfect. Well, you know, boys and girls, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, he was born at the perfect time. The Lord Jesus Christ was born at the perfect time. He was also born in the perfect place. Does anyone remember or know in what town was the Lord Jesus Christ born in? Bethlehem, that's excellent. And boys and girls, that was no mistake because God had planned it. And you know, other people thought, oh, why do we have to travel all the way to Bethlehem, or why do we have to travel to other cities? But God had a perfect plan. And Jesus Christ was born at the perfect place, but he was born at the perfect time. And God's never too early, and God is never too late because he's in absolute control. I want you to remember that, boys and girls. God is in control of everything. So when you think about Jesus' birth, you remember that God has perfect timing. He's in control of everything. But the next part of the verse we're going to look at, and it says that God sent forth his Son. Now this reminds us of God's perfect love. God's perfect love. And let me tell you why. You see, the Bible teaches us that there is three persons in one God. Now, there's only one God, but there's three persons. And the Bible teaches us that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. But the Father is not the Son, and the Father is not the Spirit. And the Son is not the Father, and the Son is not the Spirit. And the Spirit is not the Father, and the Spirit is not the Son. And you may think, oh, hang on. How can I understand that? I'm confused, I'm lost. You know, boys and girls, it's hard for me to understand. But you know how I know it's true? Because remember I said it's in the Bible. And everything that God says and teaches is true. And you might think, well, how does that teach us about God's perfect love? Well, I'll tell you why. Imagine I came to your house on Boxing Day. I'm here to see your presents. Bring me in and show me all your presents. You bring me in and you show me everything. And then you bring out this thing at the end. And maybe you've asked for a phone, or an Xbox, or a bicycle, or a puppy, or something else, and you know what? You love it so much. And it brings you so much joy, and so much delight, and happiness. And I said, can I see that? And you go, yes, you can see that. I love that so much. And I look at it, and I examine it, then I take it outside. I throw it on the ground, and I stamp on it, and I spit on it, and I turn my back, and I walk away from it. You might think, well, I don't like him. In fact, you might begin to hate me. You might say, I will never give him anything again. But you see, boys and girls, that's exactly what this world did with Jesus Christ. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ brought his Father so much joy and delight and pleasure and happiness. And the Bible tells me that God gave his Son to this earth. And you know what sinful men did to Jesus Christ? They examined him. They beat him. They spat upon him. And they turned their back and rejected him. But you know, the Father, he's not like you and me. Because the Father doesn't hate sinners. He loves them. And the Bible tells me that anyone that comes to Jesus Christ, God will forgive them. You see, the Father, he loves us. Some people think it's only Jesus that loves us. And the Father, he's the one that's angry and wants to punish sin and hate sinners. But it's not true. Because this verse says that God sent his Son. So a thought about God's perfect timing, God's perfect love. The next part of the verse, it teaches us about God's perfect Son. Because it tells us that Jesus was made of a woman and he was made under the law. And of course, this time of the year, it reminds us about the birth of Jesus Christ. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus, his mother was Mary. But Jesus was very special because his Father was God. Jesus is special because he is God and man in one. He's a special person. There's no one like him. He's unique. He's perfect. He is God's perfect Son. Now, I have someone here, and, well, if you don't get this, I will be amazed. Can anyone tell me, what does this remind you of? What does this here maybe? Now, come on, you were maybe saying it earlier, some of you were saying, this boy in the grey jumper. Not the cross, anyone else maybe said? The Ten Commandments, that's right. And this verse tells us that Jesus Christ was made under the law. And you know what that means? When Jesus Christ came to earth, he didn't speak whatever he wanted to speak. He didn't just do whatever he wanted to do. The Bible tells me that he spoke what God wanted him to speak. And the Bible tells me that he did what God wanted him to do. See, Jesus Christ, he kept the Ten Commandments. He is without sin. He is perfect. He couldn't sin. And you know, boys and girls, it wasn't that Jesus, he tried really, really hard. He didn't say, I must really try not to sin. Boys and girls, he couldn't sin because he is God. He's not like you and me. The Bible teaches us that we're all born sinners. And that's why we break God's law. And because God is good, he must punish our sin. But there's another thing this verse teaches us, boys and girls. It teaches us about God's perfect price. Because it tells us that he came to redeem them that were under the law. Remember what I said? You and me, all of us have broken God's law. That means we all deserve to be punished. Sin deserves punishment. And that's a terrible thing. But this verse tells us about God's perfect price. Because there's a word in this verse and it says redeem. I wonder, does anyone know what that word redeem means? Now, that's really hard. Does anyone know? I'll maybe tell you. Redeem means to pay a price to set someone free. And boys and girls, God has paid the perfect price. And you know what it isn't? It's not money. And some people think, well, if I give money to charity, God will not punish me. Some people think, if I give money to church, God won't punish me. Some people think, Well, if I be really good, and I say prayers, and I be a kind neighbor, and I give that to God, well, God will set me free from my punishment. No. You see, the Bible tells us there's only one thing that can redeem, can set us free, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not money. It's not being good. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, boys and girls and mums and dads, Jesus was born so that he might die, so that he might set sinners free. There's no other way to be free. Now, I have one last slide that tells us about the last part of the verse, and it's God's perfect gift. Because it says that we might receive the adoption of sons. You know, boys and girls, it's Christmas, and we like to give gifts, but everyone likes to receive a gift. Isn't that right? And you don't have to pay for a gift. You don't have to work for it. You just take it, accept it. And this verse tells us that God wants to give sinners a gift. And do you know what it is? He wants to bring them into a new family. He wants to make them children of God. He wants to give them a new home, heaven. He wants to make them have a new father, God. He wants to give them a new name, a Christian. God has a perfect gift. And I have one last thing. I have a gift. I have a gift here, and you know, I was coming tonight, and I really wanted to give it to someone. I paid for it. It's all wrapped up. It's here. There's a wee tag on it. It must be for someone. Let's see. Oh, it says, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But that's not the important part. Sure it's not. Everyone's thinking, who is this for? Well, it just says here, to whoever wants it. I wonder, does anybody want it? Does any of the older people want it too? Is that, now I've paid for it and I want to give it. Is there anybody wants it? Is it? Does anybody really want it? Is there? Hands down. You see, boys and girls and mums and dads, there's a lot of people and they want salvation. And the Bible tells me that God is willing to give salvation. But you must come. You must come and receive it. You must leave the place where you're sitting and you must come and take it. You see, boys and girls, Jesus Christ, he's paid for it with his own blood. And sometimes when you get a present, you might think, well, I don't know what this is. Would I like this? Would this fit me? Would I enjoy this? Is this really what I need? Sometimes you get a jumper and it's too big, it's too small. You don't let you look at it. You maybe support Man United and someone brings you a Liverpool top. That'd be the worst thing in the world, wouldn't it? But you know, salvation, it's perfect. It's exactly what sinners need. And Jesus Christ has died to provide salvation. Now let me ask the boys and girls again, does anybody want the sweets? Does anybody want the sweets? Is there anybody that wants the sweets? You can take the sweets. You can sit down. That's right. She left where she was. And she came and took it. And I know that this little girl will enjoy what's in the present. And mums and dads, boys and girls, you must come to Christ. If you ever want to be set free from the punishment of your sin, you must come to him. You must leave your sin. You must leave all those things you do that's wrong. And you know why you should leave them? Because they're taking you to that awful place. Why would you want to hold on to them? Because they're taking you to that awful place. And you must leave them and come to Christ. And the Bible says that anyone that comes to him, he'll not say no. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, how young you are, if you come to Christ, the Bible says, him or her that comes to me, I will no wise cast him out. He'll not say no. Boys and girls, I came to Christ, Jesus Christ. And I asked him to give me his salvation. It was 9 years ago. And you know what? For all the wrong I'd done, and all the wrong I said, and all the wrong I thought, he didn't say no. But he forgave me all of my sin. And he'll do the same for you. We'll just hand back to the minister of the church, my brother, and he can close the meeting in a word of prayer.
Thank you, Andrew. Let's just bow in prayer, please, okay? Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the gift of thy dear Son and the gift of eternal life. We thank thee that it's been purchased for us, but freely offered to all that will come. We think of many who desire salvation and yet have not taken the step of faith. We pray that even tonight there will be those who will do that. And Lord, that thou will be pleased to save boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandas. Answer prayer and help us to remember thee over this Christmas period. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're turning to our carol sheet again. And we're going to sing our last carol. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. And just before we do so, could I ask some of our young people, those at the back, girls, if you could help serve juice to the boys and girls. So if you make your way out now, girls, and I'm sure some of our workers as well. But we're going to sing this carol, and everyone do their very best. We're starting to sing when we get some notes of music. Okay, everyone, let's stand and sing your very best. Can I thank everyone for coming, and especially the boys and girls and the young people. Tremendous, really, really good. And we're so thankful to the Lord for the help that was given to you to sing and do your different parts tonight. Can I say that we'll be coming back, our children's meeting recommencing on Friday the 8th of January. So you have a few weeks off, and then Friday the 8th of January, we're back again. Now, something very special tonight, there's tea for all the boys and girls, and for those mums and dads and grannies and grandas related to the children, you're welcome to stay for a cup of tea afterwards. And boys and girls, there's tables set out. So you sit at the tables, and if you need anything, you say to the person at the head of your table, and they'll get it for you. No what? No running about. They'll get whatever you're looking for, as long as we've got it. We'll try and get it for you. If you're looking more juice or maybe more buns, we'll get them to you. So you keep seated at the table. And we're going to let the boys and girls go out first. But wait. Uncle David's going to lead them out, as we did before. But this time we're going to sing Away in a Manger as we make our way out. And there'll be there's prizes for everyone before you go home. For every boy and girl, whether you took part up here or not, every boy and girl that's in the meeting tonight, you'll get a prize. So Uncle David's going to lead out, and we'll get a note Away in a Manger, okay? Shh. Away